If you're creating the new, if right now in this portal of August, you're in the middle of creating the new version of you, what will you choose? Your choices this month are supercharged. They're so powerful. Every action that you take, even the smallest actions, are very, very critical and important because they are shaping the new version of you. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Wow, I am so excited to have you here for this monthly energy update. If you have been listening for a while, you know that these monthly updates are so powerful. And they're powerful for me. I have to tell you, I listen to these at least once, if not two, three, four times a month to help me navigate the energy of the month. These are the most downloaded episodes every single month. And I just thank you so much for your time and energy and just being here with me as I share these monthly energy updates with you. If you are new to my podcast, please hit subscribe. And I have something very, very exciting coming up. In September, I am going to be doing a drawing for you to win a free one-on-one magic session with me. In these magic sessions, I use the same intuitive ability that I use to channel in these monthly energy updates, except for I do it all about you. These are the most empowering thing that I do for people. People are so lit up and confident after these magic sessions. So I would love to do a magic session for you. To win a magic session, all you have to do is leave a review on Apple. You can see a link for how to do that in the show notes. And wherever you are listening, I would just so appreciate a 5-star review. It really helps me to scale the podcast and reach more people, more beautiful people just like you. I end up working with so many podcast listeners. If you would like to work with me more than just listening to these podcast episodes, you can find all of my work and courses and ways to work with me at thetransformationschool.com. You can also look in the show notes. Be sure to hit subscribe so that you get a notification for all future episodes as they drop. And without further ado, let's get into this August energy update. Enjoy. So there are a few things about August that I want to say, that I want to talk about before we dive into the themes. August is a really powerful month. There is a lot of energy in August. However, most of us will be experiencing some sort of like very deep cathartic transition, shift, or change. The overall energy of August is liminal. We are really in this liminal space. So you've likely been undergoing some sort of transition, especially if you do any personal work, any personal transformation work, work on yourself, work with a therapist, work in one of my workshops. If you are somebody that really focuses on personal transformation, then this month, what's going to happen is you're really going to undergo a deeply transformative shift out of the old way of being into the new. It's kind of like you're taking the old crab shell off. You're doing that basically August 1st. And then from August 1st to very close to the end of August, you're kind of walking around without a new shell on. And whenever we transition from one crab shell to the next, it feels really vulnerable. It feels oftentimes very disorienting because we are in the space between, in the liminal realm. We've released a old identity, or we're in the midst of dissolving or releasing an old identity. And the new one has not yet totally taken shape or form. So we're in the in-between now. The in-between is actually the most transformative space that you will ever be in. It's the most powerful place for transformation because when things are kind of murky or hazy or fuzzy is actually when we're gripping the least and when we can transform and change the quickest. However, it also tends to be the most uncomfortable to us and the most triggering to our nervous systems. because we feel like we have less anchors in our life, we might feel like we have this like sense of, I don't know who I am. And it can create a little dissonance and a little confusion within our systems. Now, because we might feel confused and we might feel a little triggered and we may feel a little just off balance, time often feels like it's moving slower in that space. In the liminal realms, in the space between, time really does feel like it slows down. So August is going to have an interesting flavor to it, because what will happen most likely is you will feel like things are moving slowly. You will feel like time has slowed down a little bit. But underneath that is a lot of energy. And there's a lot of transformation happening under the surface, and things are really, really accelerating. If you've been listening to my energy updates for the last year or so, you will know that in 2023 and really 2020, 2021, and 2022, the energy was a little bit more murky, a little bit more foggy. And then here we are in 2024, where it's like a lot more faster, a lot more volatile, more fiery. The energetics of August could almost like hark back to some of the energy in the last few years. It may feel like that to your nervous system. And the reason it's going to feel like that is just because you will feel like you don't have an abundance of clarity. And it may feel like, ooh, I'm stepping into a new version of me, but I don't really have a clear picture of what that version really is yet. Like I'm working towards this new crab shell, but I don't know what this new crab shell looks like. And again, that will feel like time has slowed down. So it may feel more similar to past years. However, it's really not, because there's so much rapid change, acceleration, and evolution happening below the surface that you may or may not sense or feel, but it really is different from past years. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is, I don't know when you're listening to this in the month of August, but if it feels like things are a little bit slow, a little bit hazy, if it feels like you're kind of lacking clarity, it feels like you're in this weird murky space in between, you've had a lot of changes, or changes are coming up, you're shedding the old, you're moving into the new, things can feel disorienting. I want you to recognize that that is just your perception, that anytime we're in the space between, when we're really stepping into a new version of ourselves, but we haven't quite gotten there yet, it really will feel like time has slowed down. But that's temporary, and it's just your perception. It's just what everyone experiences in the space between. But I promise you that things really are still moving. You are still rapidly evolving, especially if you're doing personal transformation work. And that's part of what I really want you to hold on to moving into this month of August, is that even in the moments where it feels grueling or tumultuous or confusing or even electrifying and exciting, yet a little bit chaotic, things are taking shape. They are going to feel more anchored, and you will get more clarity soon. The current state is impermanent, and you can kind of take refuge in knowing that that is just the energy for the month of August. The real themes this month are dissolution and emergence. And I struggle to know what to title the episode, because they really go hand in hand. And so it's a question of, where is your focus? Is your focus on the dissolution or on the emergence? And it should really be both. It should really be the dissolution of the old, taking that old crab shell off, not clinging to the old crab shell, because that's the last thing you want to do. You will definitely experience more suffering if you cling to the old at this juncture. So we want to release the old. We want to allow the dissolving to occur. We want to be aware that that's what's occurring and let it happen. But we also don't want to stay there. We want to have our eyes forward on the horizon, knowing that the new version of us is emerging. So let's get into these four themes. These four themes are extremely connected this month. In fact, a couple of them are almost a little bit repetitive, but we'll see what wants to come through. So theme number one is, you're in the liminal realm where change and transition are afoot. If you soften, the up level will happen with ease. If you soften, the up level will happen with ease. So I want to take a moment to just describe what soften means and why it's important here. So as I just explained, in the liminal realm, our nervous system can feel a little bit triggered and we can have a tendency to kind of grip and resist our life, resist change, and resist feeling our emotions when our crab shell comes off, because we feel exposed and we feel unstable. It feels like literally we're on like a fault line and there's an earthquake occurring and we're kind of like, oh my gosh, this feels really unstable. I don't know what to do. So our tendency is to just grab anything around us to find stability. And if you think about that, there is a tightening of your body in that state. We have a tendency to want to tighten. And when we tighten, we will often close in on ourselves, like kind of hunch over, close our heart, grip. And when we're in a self-protective defensive posture like that, we are also blocking all sorts of amazing things from coming into us. We're blocking love. We're blocking excitement. We're blocking joy. We're blocking prosperity and abundance. So what you want to do is you want to roll your shoulders down and back. You want to take a nice big deep breath in and a slow exhale, and you want to open. You want to feel your emotions as they come up. You want to make sure that you have a really strong support network around you. You want to be doing nervous system regulation exercises. You want to, if you're a student of mine, you want to be using reprogramming like trigger-free or manifestation reprogramming. You want to essentially do whatever you can to calm your body down and to allow it to soften. And it's very counterintuitive. When we're in the liminal realm, we tend to, like I said, want to grip, tighten, defend, protect. But the thing is, and this is the paradox, it will be more difficult for you if you do that. Softening kind of comes hand in hand with surrendering. Oftentimes people are really confused about what surrendering is. And I understand it took me a long time to understand really, like, what does surrender mean? Surrender doesn't mean moving into a state of submission, right? Surrender means that we fully accept what's happening instead of resist what's happening. And part of that is accepting the difficult emotions that may be coming up. Acknowledging the emotions that are coming up and allowing them to move through our body. That is the best way to soften, is to allow energy and emotions to move through your body. The number one reason why people are not soft and they are defensive and self-protecting is because they don't want to feel a difficult emotion. So do what you can, you know, turn on some music and dance. Do some breath work, scream into a pillow, do whatever you can to move the energy and emotions through your body, and that will help you to soften. This month, you will experience an increase in intuitive messages and guidance if, this is a big if you soften, create space for reflection, and keep your heart open. Right now, I'm taking a group of really phenomenal, amazing individuals through my course, Psychic Power Activation School. It's essentially intuition school on steroids. And one of the things that I talk to them about consistently is, if there's too much noise going on in your life and you're not taking space for yourself to be in your body, to reflect, to empty out, then you're going to have a really hard time hearing your intuition. Instead, you're going to hear things like impulses that are urging you to do things. And those are really connected to your nervous system fight or flight states. That's not your intuition. Fear is not your intuition. Intuition is soft. It is loving, and it is often just very neutral, and it will always guide you to more joy, more manifestations, more love, and more expansion. So if you want to increase the number of intuitive messages and guidance that you receive from your intuition this month, it's critical that you soften, that you feel your feelings, that you create space for reflection, you know, not going out every single night, not always talking to someone on the phone, not always watching TV, not always listening to a podcast episode, but taking some time and space, either in silence or out in nature or journaling, something to allow for your intuition to come through. And then you want to keep your heart open. And the number one reason why people's hearts close is because they are defending and guarding against feeling a difficult emotion. So to soften and keep your heart open, you must feel your feelings. You must allow your feelings to come through. In this liminal realm, more magic is a huge possibility. This is the interesting thing about a liminal space, is because you're not so grippy and because you're not so strictly identified as this is the way the world works and this is exactly who I am, you are actually more open. And when you're more open, it allows for more magic to come into your life and for surprises to occur. So this month, keep your eyes open and look for new interesting things that are happening, synchronicities, new opportunities, manifestations that you are so surprised have come in. Just more magic. Like, where are you experiencing more joy in ways that you didn't even know could occur? Here's the critical thing for theme number one. You don't want to fight against current conditions or your reality. Things may be occurring this month that are difficult to digest. Even if they're good, sometimes it can still be a little bit chaotic on our nervous system and it can be difficult to digest. So you don't want to fight against current conditions or your reality. I mean, I feel like this is just a theme for 2024. Truly, I feel like so many times this year, I have used this analogy of, you know, if a big wave is coming at you, the last thing you want to do is fight against the wave. You want to strategically kind of soften and move with the wave as the wave washes over you so that you can come out of it. But you don't want to get super rigid and fight against it. I mean, that's a losing battle every time. It's the same thing with your life. Don't fight against current conditions or your reality, because everything changes. The tides turn. Seasons change, things come and go. If you don't like your current circumstances, trust that they will change. But ultimately, it's up to you to guide that change. It's up to you to guide that change. You always have a choice. In every moment, you have a choice of how to respond to whatever is occurring. And you can respond from your best self, or you can respond from fear. You always have that choice. How will you know which way to respond? Like, what is my best self versus what is fear? You soften and you allow your intuition to guide you. And then you choose. This month, you may be faced with some various decisions to make. You want to make those decisions when they come up and recognize that you have the power to make them. You have the power to change your reality. In the space between the old and the new, there is a portal. There is a super powerful portal. This is one of the most powerful portals that you will experience in 2024. In this portal, anything is now possible. You've shed parts of the old. You've already done that. That's the interesting thing about August, is you probably have an idea of what you're letting go of because you've been trying to let go of it for several months prior. So it's not like this month is the undoing. It's like, okay, now I need to figure out what it is that I need to let go of. No, you already have an idea of what it is that you're letting go of. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't really know, trust that on some level you do know, and that part of you is starting to be shed. You're already shedding the old. Like August 1st, you're taking off the crab shell, and now you're creating the new. So two things. One, You want to be really cognizant of where you're at. You've already shed the old. So the last thing you want to do is go running after that old crab shell and try and use it again. No, that's dead and gone. It's gone. Let that go. But number two, if you're creating the new, if right now in this portal of August, you're in the middle of creating the new version of you, what will you choose? Your choices this month are supercharged. They're so powerful. Every action that you take, even the smallest actions, are very, very critical and important because they are shaping the new version of you. Theme number one, you're in the liminal realm where change and transition are afoot. If you soften, the up level will happen with ease. Let's take a big deep breath and a big exhale. Theme number two, change and transition can feel scary, and so can unexpected circumstances. In your life and in the world, things are changing. If you expect change, it will be less scary. If you expect change, it will be less scary. This means becoming aware that this month, things not only in your life, but in the world, in the collective, things are going to change. It is inevitable this month. I really feel like even if you don't feel a lot of changes in your personal life, you're going to see it out in the world. Things are changing for sure. In order for that to not rock you, make you feel unsafe, make you feel a little bit triggered, amp up the noise in your head, all of that, have a little mindset shift in this moment right now, where instead of expecting things not to change, you move into August expecting things to change. You just say out loud, like say out loud right now with me. Yep, in August, things are changing. In August, things are changing. There's no doubt about it. If you expect change to occur, it will be less scary when it does. So this month, what is changing? This can be both good change and difficult change. How are you changing? How are circumstances changing? Look at the world. How is the world changing? How are politics changing? How is the media changing? How are your world views changing? What unexpected things are happening? What opportunities are suddenly come in? What is your intuition saying? Tune into the changing atmosphere and realize that things are changing, but that's good because change is necessary. We all must evolve individually and collectively as a society. So don't resist the change. Open to the change. Explore how you yourself are changing and the good aspects of that change. If you expect change and don't fight it, it can actually feel exciting and liberating, even if difficult circumstances occur. Just take that in right now. Instead of thinking of this change as, oh shit, oh my God, I don't want to do this. What if you say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what happens. Boom. That one shift right there can change everything for you. But every single time we resist change, every single time without fail that you resist change, it creates suffering. So again, we're taking a big deep breath. We're exhaling. We're rolling our shoulders down and back. And we're just saying, yeah, I'm ready for change. I'm not going to resist it. I'm going to open to it because as I soften, the change will occur with more ease. And that's what I want to happen to me. So theme number two, change and transition can feel scary, and so can unexpected circumstances. In your life and in the world, things are changing. But if you expect the change, it will be less scary. Let's take a nice big deep breath and a big exhale. Theme number three is ego dissolution. Ask yourself what's no longer you and what's no longer working. Do away with the old and welcome in the new. You don't have to work to make this happen. It's already been occurring. This month, it's about integration. Let the new self emerge as you step into this new version of you. So what is integration? Integration is when you have shed the old crab shell and then you pick your new shell And then your new shell is finally locked on and you are walking forward into the world. That is integration, when the new shell is there and everything is done. So this month, we're moving into integration. Something by the end of the month will be integrated. You will have your new crab shell, and not only that, but you will have a clearer picture in your mind of what that new crab shell looks like to you. So as I said before, a lot of the old you've already been shedding, like it's already been occurring for the last couple of months. Really, I would say since June, something really, really big has been shifting for you since the beginning of June. And now at the beginning of this month, you're really shedding, you're really walking away from it in a new, more profound way. And yet, you're not all the way done. You're not all the way into the new. There is this liminal realm that you now have to walk through. So this is where your focus of, should I be focused on the dissolution of the old or the emergence of the new, comes in. You want to be kind of equally focused on both. You want to acknowledge and be aware of the fact that the old you is dissolving, that you have released that old crab shell. And the reason you want to be aware of that is because you want to be aware of your tendencies here and there to pick it back up. Sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed, or you are closing your heart, or you are scared to feel your emotions, or you're having difficulty even understanding what emotions it is that you need to feel, our tendency can be to go back to the old because that was familiar. But when we do that, if we go back to the old shell when we've already outgrown it, it's always, always, always going to lead to more suffering. So the liminal realm is uncomfortable for everyone. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Even if what has happened to you has been really good. Like for instance, I have several clients and people that I know, past clients, that have had a lot of really amazing things happen to them over the last couple of months, like new business opportunities, huge up levels, marriages, like weddings, all these really good things. But when even those good things happen, it hyper accelerates us and it gives us an up level. And we do have to shed the old crab shell because we have expanded. We are more bright people now, carrying so much more light and joy. But those old crab shells, like we can't fit in them anymore. Like they're not even us anymore. So even when really great things have happened that have expanded us occur, we have to shed the old crab shell. So even if for you, like so many good things have happened, now as you are stepping into this new crab shell, like what it's like to be somebody who has all these new business opportunities, or what it's like to be the new husband or the new wife, or what it's like to be the new parent, whatever it may be, there is a liminal space, a space between, that is just a little bit uncomfortable, because when things aren't sure and your feet aren't on solid ground, it does feel uncomfortable. But if you can just acknowledge that and know that that's where you're at and know that it's temporary, when you expect that, it can help you move through it. And like I said, like there's all these things that we can do in that space. If you're a past client of mine, again, I would really suggest that you do some reprogramming when you feel overwhelmed and you use all the nervous system regulation tools that I give you. No matter who you are, you can do things like journaling, moving your body, things like this to help to regulate your nervous system while you are in the space between, because it, again, it is very, very temporary. So be aware that that's what's happening. There is a dissolution of ego. There is a dissolution of an old identity, and the new you is starting to emerge. Ego dissolution. Ask yourself what's no longer you and what's no longer working. Do away with the old and welcome in the new. You don't have to work to make this happen. It's already been occurring. This month, it's about integration. Let the new self emerge as you step into this new version of you. So there will be opportunities for you to really embody this new version of you, for you to take action as the new version of you. And those actions may be different from actions that you've ever taken before. You may experience new emotions than you've ever felt before. New experiences, new opportunities, like there's a whole lot of new, and that's what you want. You want to be looking forward to the emergence. That's where our eyes should be. When you've just shed your crab shell, you don't want to turn around and like be looking at the crab shell, be obsessing about the crab shell, be like, oh my God, I can't believe I had to just release that crab shell. This is so hard. Like, yes, some of that may come up and that's okay. You want to process that out, but then you want to reorient. You want to turn around, start walking forward and keep your eyes on the new emergence. You want to be actively seeking out, like, what is my new crab shell, and taking actions to start solidifying what that new crab shell looks like for you. Moving into the new. Okay, let's take a nice big deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number four is really like tying a bow on the first three themes, and it's actually really similar to theme number three. So theme number three was really ego dissolution. Theme number four is the emergence. Let the new you emerge. At first, you may not know who you are anymore. That's okay. Let this occur. Again, don't grip or feel fear. Instead, soften. You're ready for this new version. In order for the new you to emerge, the old you must be completely dissolved. Often this involves experiences that catalyze this shift to occur. Something happens or things happen in our lives that create the conditions for the old us to really be released, for our ego to really dissolve, for the old version to finally fully be shed. So in your life, what's happening? What's causing you to feel like the old you is dissolving? Is there some form of grief? Has there been a destruction of something or a crumbling of something? Has there been unexpected events? Has something been forcing you to face your fears? These are all gifts from the universe. These are all, even though I know that they don't feel like it in the moment, what they are doing is they are helping you to shed the old. They're helping you to finally take off that shell and move forward. I know it doesn't feel like it, but you will look back in a few months and you will be like, whoa, I really needed that. I really needed those experiences to help me finally dissolve and release the old. So things like that may happen this month. It may be like one big thing. It may be a bunch of tiny, tiny things that you may hardly even notice. But little situations or decisions or experiences will happen that may trigger things like grief or destruction of the old or a crumbling or a dissolution or unexpected events or just things that are forcing you to face your fears that will help you to fully release and dissolve the old. And also, I just want to say, sometimes these can also be really good things. Like, you may be offered something or somebody may see you in a new way that really elevates you and helps you to feel like, yeah, this is the new me. And it may help you own the new you in such a powerful way that the old you is just, boom, gone. And that counts too. So like I said, there could be, you know, a sudden influx of good things occurring, maybe opportunities popping up or your intuition massively unlocking or waves of unexpected positivity that are in a way flooding your nervous system and dissolving the old of who you once were. Either way, you want to let the change occur because the truth is you are safe in this in-between space in the liminal realm. This is your portal to something more. Whatever is happening that's dissolving who you once were, it's supposed to be here. Whatever is happening that is dissolving the old you, it's supposed to be occurring. It's supposed to be here. There's no mistake in its timing. There's no mistake in what's happening to you. So you want to trust it. Trust it all. Let it melt away who you were so the new version of you can finally be here. Let's summarize these four themes. Theme number one, you're in the liminal realm where change and transition are afoot. If you soften, the up level will happen with ease. Theme number two, change and transition can feel scary, and so can unexpected circumstances. In your life and in the world, things are changing, but if you expect the change, it will be less scary. Theme number three, ego dissolution. Ask yourself what's no longer you and what's no longer working. Do away with the old and welcome in the new. You don't have to work to make this happen. It's already been occurring. This month, it's about integration. Let the new self emerge as you step into this new version of you. Theme 4, let the new you emerge. At first, you may not know who you are anymore, and that's okay. Let this occur. Again, don't grip or feel fear. Instead, soften. You are ready for this new version. Who do you know that's in the middle of a shift, change, or transition? Who do you know that's experiencing something? And who right now is just popping into your head? Forward this episode along to them, because you never know where people are at and how just the right words can give other people solace and relief too. Now, the thing you have to remember as you move through this month of August, as you move through this liminal realm, is that you're ready to be here. You are ready to transform. You are ready to harness the energy and power of this very, very intense portal, which is working for you. It is helping you to find that new crab shell. And at the end of August, you will be amazed how much you have changed and transitioned. You will look at this new version of you and you will love what you see. But it does often take some work to get there, but you're ready. This wouldn't be happening if you weren't prepared for what is coming on some level. So trust yourself. Trust life, trust the universe has your back and is guiding you in exactly the right ways that you need in order to move forward. Now take a nice big deep breath in with me. And as you exhale, roll your shoulders up and back and down. Bring a smile to your face. Take a step forward and let the new you emerge out into the world. Because we need you and we are so happy to have you here.